Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We are now starting Bezas Hashem, the Gemara Naf, Lamed Vav, Omed Aleph. The Gemara brings down the following machlokes between Ula and Rabbi Yitzchak, as far as that our Mishnah says Mechasin es haperis. Ula holds that one is even allowed to Mechas Avir Delivni. Even though Avira Delivni are Mokza, still, one is allowed to Mechasa Avira Delivni. Rabbi Yitzchak, on the other hand, argues, Rabbi Yitzchak says one is only allowed to Mechasa Peres Haruyin. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yitzchak holds one is only allowed to Mechasa Peres Haruyin is based on that Rabbi Yitzchak holds in Keili Nito Elo Ledover Anito B'Shabbos. One is only allowed to Metalta O Keili with Tzoyach, something that is Nito B'Shabbos. Now, to understand that the Rabbi Yitzchak holds Ein Keili Nito Elo Tzoyach Tavar Nito, we find two basic mahalchim. The Orz Ruan, Huchas Erev Shabbos, Simon Lamed Zayin, explains Rabbi Yitzchak as follows. He explains that the Rabbi Yitzchak says Ein Keili Nito Tzoyach Tavar Sheini Nito is because such a total is considered a total Shaloi L'Tzoyach Shabbos. Because one is only being the Tzal to the Keili for something that is not Nito on Shabbos. And therefore, the Rizur goes on to say the whole heter of Toltal is only if one is being metalta L'tzoyach Shabbos. And even a Keli Shemalachta L'heter, one is only allowed to metalta if that Toltal is considered a Toltal L'tzoyach Shabbos. And therefore, since a Toltal L'tzoyach Davar Sheini Nito B'Shabbos is considered a Toltal Shvoi L'tzoyach Shabbos, therefore, for that reason, Rabbi Yitzchak calls Ein Keli Nito Elo L'tzoyach Davar Anito. That is the Shita of the Orz Ruah. And so too we find in the Gra in Yeridea Simen Reish Samach Vav that the Goyin explains that we find in the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Mem Gimel Min Aleph, that the Gemara explains that the whole Isser of Rabbi Yitzchak Ein Keli Nito Elo L'tzoyach Davar Anito is only for one to actually go and pick up the Keli L'tzoyach Davar Sheini Nito. Let's say the keli was already biyadi with tzeirach davar anito, then one can go and continue his tiltal even with tzeirach davar she'eino nito. The Goyin explains that there is a heter of oide biyadi, the fact that the keli is already biyadi, is based on that the isser of Rabbi Yitzchak timatalta o keli with tzeirach davar she'eino nito is based on the fact that that tiltal is considered a tiltal shavoy with tzeirach. But if the Ascholas HaTotel, if he started being Metaltal, if he picked up the Keli with Tzoyach Davar Hanito, then we see the whole total as a total Tzoyach. And for that reason, even though he's continuing the total Tzoyach Davar Sheini Nito, the total is considered a total Tzoyach based on the fact that the Ascholas HaTotel was the Tzoyach Davar Hanito. That is how the Goyin explains the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, and that the Gemara in Shabbos says that like Rabbi Yitzchak there is a heter of oidei biyadei. So again, there is a Ruah, and the Goyin both explain that Rabbi Yitzchak holds Ein Keli Nito Elo Tzoyach Davar Anito is based on the fact that even a Keli Shemachta Leheter is only allowed to be Nito L'Tzoyach. And as the Ruah explains, that Tzoyach means a Tzoyach Shabbos. And for that reason, Rabbi Yitzchak holds that a keli cannot be nito, but tzoyach davar she'eino nito, because a tzoyach davar she'eino nito is not considered with tzoyach Shabbos. The Baal Ma'ar, on the other hand, in Shabbos, daf mem gimel amud aleph, and so too, in Shabbos, daf kuf nun daud amud beis, explains Rabbi Yitzchak differently. The Baal Ma'ar explains that Rabbi Yitzchak holds in keli nito el tzoyach davar nito is based on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is Islay Mukta. In other words, Baal Ma'ar holds that Rabbi Yitzchak is based on Mukta. That in Keli Nito Elo Tzoyach Davar Anito is based on that, as the Baal Ma'ar explains, that the Keli, even a Keli Hanito, is Mukta L'Davar She'eino Nito. In other words, a person is Makta Das from using any Keli with tzeirach davar she'eino nito. And for that reason, Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha is dependent upon Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds a mukta like Rabbi Shimon. That is how the Balmar explains the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak. And so too we find in Rashi Bayas Padiramascho Amayo Kimta Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashi explains that Rabbi Yitzchak is Lay Mukta Rabbi Yehuda. Again, because Rashi understands that the side of Rabbi Yitzchak, that Rabbi Yitzchak holds in Keli Nita Alotzer Tavernita, is based on Mukta. As Balmar explains, that a person is Maksadas from using any Kelim. But as we find in Reb Kiveger in Kolin HaShas and Shabbos, that from Gimel Beis, Kiveger asks a seeming steer on Rashi. Rashi by us again explains that the Reb Yitzchak is based on the Shita of Reb Yehuda Disley Mokza. Rashi and Shabbos seems to say otherwise. In Rashi and Shabbos, one sees that even like Reb Shimon, one can say Reb Yitzchak Salacha Ven Keili Nito Elo Latzerich Davar Anito. That is the kasha that Rabbi Kiveger asks in Gilin HaShas and Shabbos. Well, to answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, one can say the following chiddush, that there is a seeming machloikes hasugiyas between our Gemara and the Gemara and Shabbos. As we find, our Gemara and the Gemara and Shabbos ask the same kasha. Our Gemara and the Gemara and Shabbos ask, how can Yitzchak say Ein Kei Nito Lo'ol Tzeruch Davar Nito? We find Alocha, Neisnen Keli Tachas Hadlaf B'Shabbes. Our Gemara answers that the one is allowed to put a Keli Tachas Hadlaf B'Shabbes is because we're talking about the Dlaf Haroi, and therefore the Dlaf is a Davanito B'Shabbes. The Gemara in Shabbos, on the other hand, answers the Kasha by saying the Chiddush that we mentioned before, that the one is allowed to put a Keli Tachas Hadlaf, even though the Dlaf that we are referring to is a Dlaf Shein Haroi, that one is allowed to put a keli tachas hadlaf is because we are talking about a case that the keli was already biyadi. And since the keli was already biyadi l'tzeirach davar nito, therefore one is allowed to continue his netila even l'tzeirach davar she'enei nito. Chira, one has to understand, why didn't our Gemara say the same teretz that the Gemara says in Shabbos, that one is allowed to be nice in keli tachas hadlaf is based on the fact that the keli was already biyadi. And since keli was already biyadi l'tzeirach davar nito, therefore one is allowed to continue his netila even with Tzeirach Davar She'enei Nitzel. So here one can say that there is a machloikes asugyas in the understanding of the Isser of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara in Shabbos understands that the Isser of Rabbi Yitzchak is based on the fact that there is an Isser to metaltel keli shvoi with Tzeirach Shabbos. That is the basis of the Isser of Rabbi Yitzchak. And therefore, if one started being metaltel keli with Tzeirach Davar Nitzel, the whole netila is considered a netzolta letzerich, as we said before, b'shem degra. And for that reason, the Gemara in Shabbos understands that even though now one is continuing his total shulei letzerich, is continuing his total letzerich tavashem nito, still one is allowed to be nes and keli tach sadwaf as long as the keli was already biyadai letzerich tavanito. That is the shita of the Gemara in Shabbos. Our Gemara, on the other hand, argues. Our Gemara, on the other hand, understands the Yisayid of Rabbi Yitzchak is not based on the Isra of Toto Shoyot Tzeich, but rather the Yisayid of Isra is based, as Rashi explains by us, on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Isra Mukta. The Yisayid of Rabbi Yitzchak is based on the Isra Mukta. And therefore, there is no Heter, the fact that the Keli is already Biyadu Yotzeich Davar Nitzel. That the Keli is already Biyadu Yotzeich Davar Nitzel is not enough to matter him to continue his Netila, to continue as total with Tzeirach Davar She'enei Nitzel. And for that reason, our Gemara answers the Kasha of Neis and Keli Tachas Hadlaf by saying that we are talking about Tlaf Haroi. Because the fact that the Keli was already Biyadi would not be enough of a reason to matter him to continue as total with Tzeirach Davar She'enei Nitzel. And that is why Rashi explains by our Sugya that Rabbi Yitzchak is dependent upon the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi and Shabbos, on the other hand, that sees from the Gemara that there is a Heter of the fact that Keli was already biyadi l'tzeirach davar nito, from there Rashi saw that the yisoid of the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak is based on total shalei l'tzeirach, which is bein like Rabbi Yehuda and bein like Rabbi Shimon. Even like Rabbi Shimon, there exists an iser being metalto keli shalei l'tzeirach. And for that reason, Rashi and Shabbos explains that the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak applies bein like Rabbi Yehuda and bein like Rabbi Shimon. There's a tremendous nafkamina if one understands the Yisayid of Rabbi Yitzchak is based on the fact that one is not allowed to be metaltel shoyot tzerech. Or, if one understands like the Balmar that the Seder of Yitzchak is based on Muktzah, what is the halacha if one wants to metaltel in Eichel with Tzerech Davar Shein in Yitzchak? If one understands like the Arzeruah that the Seder of Yitzchak is based on that there is an Iser Totel Shvei Tzerech Shabbos by Eichlim, one is allowed to metaltel Eichlim even Shvei Tzerech Kwal, like we find in the Mechaber in Simen Shin Ches Sif Dalet. That the whole Isser being metalto Shvei Tzerech Kwal is only by Kili Shemalach Tel Hetzer, by Eichlim. The halach is one is allowed to metalto Eichlim even Shvei Tzerech Kwal. So again, like the Arzeruah, one would be allowed to metalto Eichlim with Tzerech Davar She'enei Nitzel. On the other hand, if one understands the halach of Rabbi Yitzchak based on Muktza, then even Eichlim, one would not be allowed to metaltel Eichlin with Tzerech Davar Sheinu Nitzel. Because even though one is allowed to metaltel Eichlin Shoyo Tzerech Kwal, but if one would go and be makta the Eichlin, and he will be makta the Eichlin that he is not being metaltel the Eichlin with Tzerech Davar Sheinu Nitzel, then even Eichlin will be included in the Isser of Yitzchak of Ein Eichel Nitzel, Elo Tzerech Davar Nitzel. We'll hear from the Rashba. One sees that the Isser of Rabbi Yitzchak applies to Eichlin as well. As we find the Rashba asks, in Torah like Rabbi Yitzchak, how is one allowed to give food to his behema? Well, behema is a davar she'ein hanitzel. Rashba answers by saying, Yeshloimer, that a behema is considered a davar hanitzel, hayo v'yachol mashcha ba'afsar. Well, here from the Rashba's kasha, that the Rashba asks, that one should not be allowed to give Eichlin to a behema. L'chir, one sees that the Rashba understands that the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak applies to Eichlin as well. That even Eichlin included in the halacha of Enkeli Nitel Elo Tzerech Davar Nitel. Based on the fact that the Rashba understands the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak is not dependent on the Isra Totel Shvei Tzerech, because Eichlin are not included in the Isra Totel Shvei Tzerech, but rather the Rashba understands that the Isra of Rabbi Yitzchak is based on Mokza, and therefore even Eichlin are included in the Isra of Mokza. And so to L'chir, one sees in Teis Bayas asks, L'chir, one should be allowed to metaltel a keli with Tzerech Tevel, to mechas a peres or a tevel, based on that we said before, the tevel is muchonu inyan Shabbos. The obvious kasha in Teis is that even tevel is muchonu inyan Shabbos, but still tevel remains a davar she'enu nitzo. So what would be the tzad to matter to metaltel a keli with Tzerech Tevel based on the halacha of tevel muchonu? So here again, one sees in Tesis that Tesis understood that the halacha of Enkeli Nitzel Elo Tzerech Davar Nitzel is based on the Isser Muktza. And therefore, since Tevel is Muchanu in Yin Shabbos, even though one is not allowed to actually be Metaltel Tevel, but there is no Haktzah from Tevel, and just like there is no Haktzah from Tevel, so too there is no Haktzah of being Metaltel Keli for Tevel. And therefore, one should be allowed to metaltel a keli l'tzerech tevel based on the halacha tevel muchanu. Now let's go a step further. The Gemara says neisen keli tachas adlaf b'shabbes. So the Gemara asks, like Rabbi Yitzchak, what is the hetzer to be neisen keli tachas adlaf? The Gemara answers, we are talking about dlaf haroi. The Rashba, the Shita, and Maram Shif all ask the following kasha. Ofi the Gemara's havamina, that the Gemara understands we are talking about dlaf she'ein haroi. Still, what was the Gemara's kasha? That according to Yitzchak, one should not be allowed to metalta a keli with tzerech hadlaf. Even if the dlaf is ein roi, the dlaf is still a davar nitzel, based on the halacha of graf shorei. That is the kasha, the Rashba, the Shita, and the Maram Shif. The Shita and the Maram Shif answer the following teretz: that even though dlaf shein roi is considered a graf shorei, that the dlaf shein roi is considered a graf shorei is only once a dlaf shein roi fell into the keli. As long as the dvav shoroi is not yet in the keli, it is not considered a graf shoroi. And for that reason, the Gemara asks that if we are talking about dvav shoroi, what is the heter to metaltel the keli with tzerech davar she'enai nitzol? That dvav shoroi is not yet a davar nitzol. As long as it did not yet fall into the keli, it does not have the heter graf shoroi. The Shita and the Maram Shif is a Pliyat Tzuma. How can the Shittim Ramshev Poth say that since the Dlav Shein Roy is not yet considered a Graf Sharei, therefore it is considered a Davar Shein Nitzal? Chayr, Bein, if one understands the Seder of Yitzchak, like there is a Ruah, or if one understands the Seder of Yitzchak based on the Baal Mar, Chayr, one should be allowed to metaltal the Keili Vatzerech Dlav Shein Roy, which will eventually become a Graf Sharei. According to our Zerua, this total is a total of Tzerech. And even like the Baal Mar, a person was never Makhtadas and being Metaltal a Keli Latzerech Dlav Shein Roy, which will eventually become a Graf Sharei. So Chayr from the Shita and the Maram Shif, one sees that they understood Rabbi Yitzchak differently than we said before, B'Shem Da'ar Zerua and the Baal Mar. They understand Rabbi Yitzchak as follows. That Rabbi Yitzchak holds in Keili Nitol El Tzerech Davar Nitol is because a Tzerech Davar Hamokza, just like one is not allowed to metaltal the actual Davar Hamokza, so too one is not allowed to metaltal anything with Tzerech that Davar Hamokza. In other words, the Isser Mokza extends that not only can one not be metaltal the actual Davar Hamokza, so too can one not be metaltal something with Tzerech that Davar Hamokza. And so too is Meduyik in Lashon HaRashba and Daf Mem Gimel Min Aleph. That the Rashba in Shabbos says that there is an Isser of Tiltal Atzerech Davar Shein Nitzal is based on the fact that there is an Isser Shel Tiltal Afilu Keili Hamuchan Machmas Adavar Hamokza. And for that reason, the Shita and Maram Shif understand that even though this Lav Shein Rai will be eventually a Graf Shorei, since at the time that one is being metaltal the Keli, the Dlav Shein Roy is not yet a Davar Anitol, therefore the Muksa extends to Aser one from being metaltal the Keli Latzerech the Dlav Shein Roy. Chayr so too one sees in the Rashba that we said before. Again, the Rashba asks the Kasha, what is the hatter to metaltal Sa'irim Latzerech Behemo? Chayr Behemo is a Davar Shein Anitol. Again, we said before that Chayr one sees from the Rashba, the Rashba understands Rabbi Yitzchak based on Muksa. But if one understands Muktza based on the fact that he is Maktza this specific object from being Metalto this object with Tzerech Davar Shein Nitzal, one was never Maktza the Sa'irim, the Maicho Behema, from being fed, from being Metal, from being Nitzal with Tzerech the Behema. One was planning to Metalto this Maicho Behema with Tzerech the Behema. So again, from the Rashba, one sees that the Rashba understands that one is not allowed to metaltal the Eichu Matzerech Behema based on the Isser Mokza is not because he was Maksa Das and he metaltal this specific Eichu Matzerech Davar Shein Nitzal, Matzerech the Behema, but rather he understands that the Isser Mokza of the Behema will extend to encompass not only not to be metaltal the actual Davar Mokza, but not to metaltal anything Matzerech the Davar Mokza. That is what the Menachas Ariel says and one sees by the Rashba by us. Now let's go on to the next chiluk of our Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya from Paris and Machzos, Agabe Kaveris, Varim Beshabbos, Bechamam Nechamam, Shamam Gineach Shamam. The Gemara asks, Bechira, like Rabbi Yitzchak, how is one allowed to Mechasa, to Paris Machzos, Agabe Kaveris, Bechira, Enkeu Nito, Ola Tzerech Tavar Nito? The Gemara answers the Ika Dvash. The Gemara asks, Hatenach, Yemais, Achamam, Yemais, Akshamam, Ekomemar. So the Gemara, how is one allowed to be metaltal the machzalos in mechasa v'isakaveres? Okay, those two chalos are muktzah. The Rashash and Beis Meir both ask the following tamia: why are those two chalos muktzah? Okay, those two chalos are muchan for achilas devarim, and since those two chalos are muchan for achilas devarim. We know, the Gemara says before in the Fovim of Beis, that Muchan or Behema, even like a Behuda, Muchan or Behema is Muchan or Adam. And since Muchan or Behema have a Muchan or Adam, those two chalas should not be considered Mokza. So the Beis Meir answers the Kasha by saying the following aside, that we say Muchan or Behema have a Muchan or Adam is only if one did not go and specifically set it aside from being Nechala Adam, from being Muchan Adam. That we say Muchan Behema have Muchan Adam is only if one did not actually go and be Makted from Adam. Only then do we say Muchan Behema have Muchan Adam. But over here by Dvarim, that one actually went and was makta it from Adam, then Muchan Obeim is not Muchan Adam, and for that reason it's Muktza. That is the teretz of the base mayor. But the Rosh Hashe asks a second kasha. Even if one will say that Muchan Obeim is not Muchan Adam, why is the Dvash different than any Maichel Behema? Any Eichel, which is only fit to be eaten by Behema, which is not Muktza, based on the fact that it is Muchan Obeim. So too, these teichalas should not be considered mukta based on the fact that mina these teichalas are muchan v'achivas behema. To answer the kasha of the Rosh Hash, one has to say the following chiddush: that even though if one has maicho behema is not mukta based on the fact that maicho behema is muchan behema, but that is only because maicho behema is only fit for a behema. But if one is maicho adam, if one has something that is roi for achilas adam as well, and one went and was makta this eichel from being nechal adam, he was makta this eichel, that this eichel should only be nechal behema. Since he was makta this eichel from being nechal adam, such an eichel would be considered mukta. And therefore, as far as our Gemara is concerned, that one has the vash, which is roi of achilas adam as well, and one went and was makted from being nechal adam, he was makted away from a person and only for dvarim, therefore the dvash is considered muktza, and therefore, as the Gemara asks, one should have a halacha vein keili nito, ela letzirech davar hanito. Now let's go on to the next sugya, which is the Gemara number base, the sugya of Graf Shorei. The Gemara says, Sover mina, that the whole het of Graf Shorei is only agav mona in b'fneatz meiloi. The Gemara brings right, Toshma duach bar to the shtakach beis bar makidir vashi, and where vashi nakta betzutzisa vafkua. In other words, the het of Graf Shorei is not only agav mona, even timetalta the Graf Shorei itself is mutter. Now, one has to know, do we say that the heter of Graf Shorei is a blanket heter? The Rabbonim went, our mater mukta lagamri, and therefore, even if one would have the opportunity to metalta the Graf Shorei v'keli, he would still be allowed to metalta the Graf Shorei directly. Or do we say no? They were only mater b'mokam ahechrech, b'mokam that he has no other choice, only then do they allow one to metalta Graf Shorei. But if one has any other choice, then the halacha is that one is not allowed to metalta Graf Shorei. And for that reason, if let's say one can metalta Graf Shorei alidei keli agamona, one would only be allowed to metalta Graf Shorei agamona, but not by itself. In this nekuda, we find the mefurshim achleikes ha'achreinim, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Siman Shinches, Sif Samach says, Upasha too, that it's Pasha Chimyachal Lasses Haldei Eina Yehudi As Hayode. If one has the opportunity to metalta Graf Shorei through a guy, he is metalta Graf Shorei better through a guy than being metalta himself. Remuta Haldei Kotam Haldei Godel. In other words, in the Aruch HaShulchan, one sees that we say that there is a heter of Graf Shorei is not a blanket heter. It is only if one does not have any other choice. Only then is there a heter of Graf Shorei. The Tilo David, on the other end of the Siman Shinches of Katamem, argues. And the Tilo David holds that wherever there is a heter of Graf Shorei, even if one came without the Graf Shorei, Kalachar Yad, or Menatzad, the halacha is that still one can metaltal the Graf Shorei directly. Because as the Tilo David understands, the heter Graf Shorei was not a dechuya. The Rabbanu went and allowed one to be over the Isser of Mukta, the Mokim Graf Shorei, but rather the heter is based on that the Rabbanu went and were matter the Isser Mukta and waved the Isser Mukta, the Mokim Graf Shorei. Chayv from the Rashman Shabbos, Taf Kuf Mem Gimel Mem Aleph, one sees that the Rashman understands that the only time one is allowed to metalta Graf Shorei is only if one does not have any other Eitzah. Only then do we allow one to metalta Graf Shorei directly. Otherwise, one would not be allowed to metalta Graf Shorei. As the Shari Muksa and Simim Mem Dalet is Medayik in the Rashman. The Rashman in Shabbos asks, the Mishnah in Shabbos says, Mesalik Satavla Kula Manara, one removes the whole Tavla and shakes off the Tavla from the Klippos that are on top of the Tavla. The Rashbi asks, what is the Heter to Mesalik Satavla Kula Manara? What happened to this from Muktza? The Rashbi answers by saying that since the Klippos on top of the Tavla are Graf Shorei, therefore, based on that to Graf Shorei, one is allowed to Mesalik Satavla Kula Manara. But from that, the Mishnah says that the only eitz is the misalkas of tavakul menara. But one is not allowed to go and actually metaltal the kripos that are on top of the tavel itself. V'chayra, one sees from the Rashba that if one has the opportunity to metaltal sa kripos agav mona, in other words, by the way of being misalkas of tavel, then one is not allowed to metaltal the kripos directly. V'chayra from the Rashba, one sees clearly that the whole heter gav shrei is only the chuya if one has no other eitzah. If one has another eitzah, for example, the metaltal the grav shrei agamona, then one would not be allowed to metaltal the grav shrei directly. So chayv from the Rashba, one sees clearly, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the whole het of grav shrei is only if one has no other eitzah. If one has another eitzah, for example, like the Aruch HaShulchan's eitzah to metaltal the akram or the katan, or like the Rashba, if one can metaltal agamona, then one would have to utilize his other options and not be metalto the mukta directly. Ochir one can be deicha the rai of the Rashba to the Aruch HaShulchan. Because as we find in the Pnei Yeshua before in that Beis Amin Aleph, that the Pnei Yeshua says, that this Shaila, if one is allowed to metalto graf sharei, even if one has another option, is dependent upon the machoikes between Abhuda and Abshimin. Like Abhuda, the Islay mukta. Then according to Abhuda, if one has a Graf Sharei, if one has an opportunity to metalta the Graf Sharei Agamona, then one would have to metalta the Graf Sharei Agamona. On the other hand, like Abshimon the Leisle Mokta, then even if one would have another option, one would still be allowed to metalta the Mokta directly. According to Yeshua, what one can say as follows, that the Rashman Shabbos Tav Kufman Gilman Aleph understands, that the whole heter of the Mishnah Masalkas Tav Kula Menara is based on Graf Sharei, and still we say that one is not allowed to Metalta Mokta B'dayim, one is only allowed to Masalkas Tav Kula Menara, is based on the fact that the Mishnah is going Meshita Sabi Yehuda. But then one will be allowed to Metalta Graf Sharei B'dayim, even if he has another option, as we said before, B'shem Natilul Adavid. B'chira, going back to the previous sugya, of Ein Kehu Nital El Tzerch Tavar Nital, Chir, one can bring a raya from the Rishonim, that the Rishonim understand that the Heter Graf Sharei is not a Dechuya, but the Isser Mokta remains, but rather the Rabbanon waived the Isser Mokta completely. Because, as we said before, the Rishonim ask, the Gemara asks, on Rabbi Yitzchak, how can Yitzchak say Ein Kehu Nital El Tzerch Tavar Nital? What is the Heter between Eis and Kehu Tachas Adlaf? The Rishonim ask, according to Mar's Havimineth, that the Gemara understands we're talking about Tlaf Shein Roy, Tlaf Shein Roy has a heter graf sharei, and since Tlaf Shein Roy is a heter graf sharei, l'chira, the Tlaf Shein Roy is a davar anito. That is the kash of the Rashba and the Shita. L'chira, if one understands that the Isser Mukta remains, just Rabbanon went, and because of the hechrich graf sharei, Rabbanon went, and we're doicha the Isser Mukta, l'chira, as long as the Tlaf Shein Roy remains Mukta, v'chir, one would have a b'yitzchak salacha v'ein keili nital al tzerech davar nital. From that, the Rishonim ask that based on the heter of graf sharei, one should be allowed to metalta al keili l'tzerech davar sheneroi. V'chir, one sees that the Rishonim understands that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the heter of graf sharei is based on that the Rabbanon went and waived the Isser Mukta completely. And therefore, the Dlav Shein Arayis is a complete Davar Anito. And for that reason, one should be allowed to metalta the Keli L'tzirach the Dlav Shein Aroy. That is a chayr what one sees from the Kasha of the Rashba and the Shita. Now let's go back for a minute. The Gemara says again, Sover Mina Grav Sharei Agav Mona in Bifnei Atzmi Leit. Was a Havmi at the heart of Grav Sharei is only Agav Mona and not Bifnei Atzmi. The obvious Kasha in the Gemara is, the what was the Havmiyah, the only heter of Graf Sharei is only Agamona. L'chira, the Mona itself, the Keli itself is a Graf Sharei. As we see in Rashi, with the Ramas Chonoisim by Mayim Umachziri, Rashi says, if not for the Mayim, V'lav Agamayim, U'motir Taltuonu Oitziei, because the Keli itself is Muktza Machmas Miyas. The Keli itself is Muktza. So L'chira, if the Keli itself is Muktza, what was the Savar Mina that the only heter is Agamona? So from here one sees that even though the keli itself is mukta machmas mias, still, since the keli retains its teras keli, something that is a keli is more kal than something that is not considered a keli. Like we find in the Meiri and Shabbos Kuf Chav Kimo Man Aleph and Shuas B'Kiveger Simen Chavav, that even if one has a keli that is mukta, as long as it retains its teras keli, it has certain kulis that a regular mukta would not have. And l'chayr for that reason, there was a havmin in our Gemara Savar Mina, the only agamona is there a heter of graf shorei, because again, even though the mona itself is also mukta machmas mias, still, based on the fact that the mona is a keli, for that reason there is a kula in being metaltal the actual mona itself. But now, one has to understand, if that's true, that this mona is considered a keli, even though it's mukta machmas mias, even though the mona itself is a graf shorei, who needs the heter of graf shorei? We find that the Rashba says in Chuvis, in Chilkal of Simantav Reshvav, that if one has a keli that is mukta machmas mias, still one is allowed to metalta the keli with teyach kufa yimakayme. As the Rashba says, Avo kashayeshoi teyas keli ein hefesh be mukta machmas mias or mukta machmas iser, and one is allowed to metalta the teyach kufa yimakayme. So, if this mana is a keli, and it retains its teres keli, who needs a special heter of graf shorei? Uchayr, one should have the regular heter of a teyach kufa yimakayme. So, from here one sees, as we see in the Mi'ri and Shabbos Kufn and Dawud on the base, that there is a heter of a teyach kufa yimakayme is only if one needs the actual place of the davar mukta. If one does not need the actual place of the davar mukta, just because one does not want the davar mukta to remain there is not enough to be considered a teyach mekayme. And for that reason, one needs a special heter graf shorei. Because without a special heter graf shorei, the fact that one does not want the graf shorei to remain there is not enough to be considered a teyach mekayme. That is a chayra, what one sees in our Gemara. Now again, based on that we said, that even though this keli is a graf shorei, and this keli is mukta machmas mias, still retains its teres keli, and therefore, according to the Chuvas HaRashba, one is allowed to metaltal the keli to kufi makaymai, one could ask the following steer in the Rashba. The Rashba Baya says that we say that he's allowed to machzer the keli, ukshu machzer neisan osecha maya machzira, the Rashba asks, what is the heter for him to machzer sa keli? Well, the keli itself is mos, and since the keli itself is mos, aser l'taltal, one is not to metaltal the keli b'fnei atzma. So what is the heter to metaltal the keli agav mayim? The Rashba answers the kasha by saying that the heter to be machzer sa keli is because mishum kvoida yitiru l'achzer a keli. In other words, he needs the keli back inside. Mishum kvoida yitiru l'achzer a keli. The reason why one needs nesina sa mayim is a takona. That is how the Rashba explains the heter of being machzer sakeli. Uchira, Roshita Sarashba, the Rashba understands that every keli that's mukta machmas mias has a heter of tzeruch kufi mekaymai. Why did the Rashba have to say that there is a special heter mishum kvedu to machzer sakeli? Uchira, there should be a heter to machzer sakeli based on the fact that he's being metaltal the keli of tzeruch kufi. And the Rashba says every keli which is mukta machmas mias is muta of tzeruch kufi mekaymai. So l'chira from the Rashba we see, as we find in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Ches of Katan Kuf HaMevav, that the Mishnah Berurah explains that this keli, which is a graf shorei, is worse than all other mukta machmas mias. This keli, because it is a graf shorei, is not considered a keli at all. It is considered ke'itzim avonim. And therefore, for that reason, the Rashba understands that even though regular keli, which is mukta machmas mias, is muto tzeruch kufi makayme, that is only because it retains its teras keli. Over here, that this keli is a graf shorei, which is considered, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, like eitzim v'avonim, therefore, it does not have the heter of the Rashba to matato tzeruch kufi makayme, and therefore, the only reason he is allowed to machzer sa keli is only, as the Rashba explains, based on a heter mishum kvoidei. That is a chayra, the shita of the Rashba. Now, getting back to our Gemara, that the Gemara held Tzavar Mina, that the only heter of graf shorei is agav mana, we find in the Chaznish and Simen Mem Chesiv Katan Yud the following chiddush. The Chaznish says that the keli is not mukta machmas mias at all. As the Chaznish explains, that we find that something is mukta machmas mias is only if the mias, if the fact that it's mias, makes us unable to actually use the keli. On the other hand, this keli, that is its tashmish. Its tashmish is derech miusei. And therefore, since the keli is not nisbatel from its use because of its mius, therefore the keli is considered a regular keli shemalachta lehetzer. The Chazanish goes on to say that you need nesina samayim in order to machshir sa keli is a gzeira basrohu. But really, may ikar hadin, one will be allowed to metaltal the keli because the keli is not even mukta machmas mius. According to Chazanish, the Gemara is poshet. That there was a sovereign mina agamona, because the mona is a regular keli shemalachta lehetzer. That is a shita of the Chazanish. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, "Roy oilun be'ilon voyreichin agabi behema." The Gemara explains, "Voyreichin agabi behema gzeira shemiyetei chatzot chum." Zok the Gemara. From here we see shma mina tchum in der aisa. The Gemara answers, "El gzeira shemiyachtei chzimoyer." Places in Chagiga Dafid Zayin and Rebeis, and so too in the Ramban and Balmar, in the end of the fourth parak in Irvin, say that from our Gemara one sees that the Bavli is Chiluk on the Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, in Parak Gimel, on Masech Te'Irvin, Seif HaChadal, we find that the Yerushalmi holds that even according to the Manda Omer, that Tchumen Lav Der Eisa, that is only the Tchum of Alpayim Amma. But there is another Tchum. There's a Tchum of Yud Beis Mil. And the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is Der Eisa. Tesis and Banan Balmar say that from our Gemara we see the Bavli argues, because had the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil been Der Eisa, why did Gemara explain that there is an Iser to be Reichav Agave Behima is because maybe it will go out of the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil, which is Der Eisa. Even if Tchum will have Der Eisa, that is only the Tchum of Abai Mama. The Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is Der Eisa. And there should be a gzeira, maybe he'll go out of the tchum of Yud Beis Mil. So from here, the Rishonim prove that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli understands that if one holds tchumin is lav dereisa, not only is the tchum of Apayim Amu lav dereisa, but even the tchum of Yud Beis Mil is also lav dereisa. That is the raya of the Rishonim. On the other hand, we find that the Rishonim that hold that the tchum of Yud Beis Mil is dereisa, even according to the Bavli, as we find in Rashi in Erevin Daf Mehema Beis, and so too in the Rif in the end of the first parak in Erevin, that understand that the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is Der Eisa. According to Rashi and the Rif, how does one understand our Gemara? Even if Tchum will have Der Eisa, but still there should be a Gzeira of Ein Reichon Agavi Behema, maybe it will be Yitzhi Chutz of Tchum of Yud Beis Mil. So to answer the kash, we find in the Sefer Chemdat Yisrael Kuntres Ner Mitzvah Shin Chaf Aleph Is Pei Gimel, that the Chemdat Yisrael says as follows: that even though the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is Der Eisa, that is only as far as Shabbos is concerned. As far as Yontef is concerned, according to everyone, the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is only Midrabanan, and for that reason, there is no Gzeira. Maybe one will be Yitzir Chutz of Tchum of Yud Beis Mil. That is a Teretz of the Chemdat Yisrael. In other words, there is a difference between Shabbos and Yontif, even though as far as Shabbos is concerned, the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is Der Eisa, but by Yontif, the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is Der Abonon. And so too we find by Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam in the Sefer Ma'is Nisim Siman Yud Beis, and so too is a Shom Meshev Madurot in Yonachil Gimel Siman Salites Medayik in the Rambam in Reish Perek Chav Zayin Mehocha Shabbos. And the Rambam says, Hayitze Chutz Tchum HaMedina B'Shabbos Leike, the Shom Meshev is Medayik, only on Shabbos and not on Yontif. The obvious question is, what happened to our Gemara? In our Gemara, one clearly sees that if the Tchum of Shabbos is Der Eisa, not only is there an Isser of Chutz Tchum on Shabbos Matera, but there is an Isser of Chutz Tchum Matera on Yontif as well. So how can one go, I mean, mechalik between Shabbos and Yontif, and say that only Tchum of Shabbos is Der Eisa, not Yontif? Well, here in our Gemara, we see that Shabbos and Yontif are the same. That whatever is Asur Matera on Shabbos is also Asur Matera on Yontif. L'chir, one can answer the kasha based on a chiddush that we find in the Devei Cheskel and Siman Zayin. The Devei Cheskel and Siman Zayin explains that there is a fundamental difference between the Iser Tchum of Alpayim Amma and the Iser Tchum of Yud Beis Mil. As far as the Iser Tchum of Alpayim Amma is concerned, the Iser is that one is not allowed to go out Mimakoymai. A person has a Mokim Alpayim Amma, And a person is not allowed to go out of his makam on Shabbos. That is the Isser of Alpayim Amah. On the other hand, the Isser of Yud Beis Mil is not an Isser that one is not allowed to go out chutz mekaymai of Yud Beis Mil. But rather, the Isser is that one is not allowed to walk Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos. Mishum Einik Shabbos, a person is not allowed to walk more than Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos. Therefore, the Divrei Chazal goes on to say that as far as a Tchum Alpayim Amah is concerned, if one will go out of Alpayim Amah, it is considered as if he did a malacha. He went Chutz Mekayimah. And the Torah said one is not allowed to go out Chutz Mekayimah according to Man Domer, that Tchum of Alpayim Amah is their Eisa. On the other hand, the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil, if one would walk more than Yud Beis Mil, he didn't do any malacha. All he did was he was Mevatel Einik Shabbos by walking more than Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos. According to the Divrei Chazal, one can say that even though one sees in our Gemara that as far as the Isser of Alpayim Amah is concerned, if Tchum of Alpayim Amah on Shabbos is Dereisa, so too the Tchum of Alpayim Amah on Yontif is Dereisa, that is only as far as the Tchum of Alpayim Amah is concerned. Because again, the Tchum of Alpayim Amah is based on that the Torah does not allow one to go Chutz Mekayimah. And going Chutz Mekayimah is considered a Malacha. And therefore, as far as Malacha is concerned, Shabbos and Yontif have the same halachas. But as far as the Isser of going, of walking more than Yud Beis Mil, which the Isser is based on that, that by walking Yud Beis Mil, he's Mevatel Einik Shabbos, that is only as far as Shabbos is concerned. In Yontif, there is no such halacha whatsoever. And for that reason, Argamar couldn't have said, Gezeira, maybe he'll go out Chutz Otchum of Yud Beis Mil, because again, the Isser of Yud Beis Mil is only applicable to Shabbos and not to Yontif. That is a chayah one can answer our Gemara. But if one looks at the Rif before, in the third parak, the Rif explains that one is not allowed to show a sakin with chacham biyantif, because we are chayshesh meibil who go chutz l'tchum, the tchum of Yud Beis Mil. So one sees clearly in the Rif that the tchum of Yud Beis Mil is not only deraisa on Shabbos, but is deraisa on yantif as well. So again, the kasha of the Rishonim is back shver. If so, why did our Gemara say that the reason why one is not allowed to be reich v'al-gavi behema is because maybe he'll go chutz l'tchum of Yud Beis Mil, just like Rechishish, that one will go chutz l'tchum to show a sakin to a chacham? So we find in the Divrei Yecheskel, that the Divrei Yecheskel in Siman Zayin Oischav Gimel says the following teretz, that even though the tchum of Yud Beis Mil is derais on Yontif as well, but again, the Yisoid HaIsser of Yud Beis Mil, the Divrei Yecheskel explains, is based on that he is actually walking Yud Beis Mil. Therefore, the Divrei Yecheskel says that is only if he actually walks Yud Beis Mil. To ride Agabe Behima is not an Isser Dereis as far as Yud Beis Mil is concerned. Because again, since the Isser Yud Beis Mil is based on that he is walking Yud Beis Mil, which is a bit of Einik Shabbos and Einik Yontif, that is only if he actually walks Yud Beis Mil. But to ride al gabi behema is not included in the iser derais of Yud Beis Mil, and for that reason, one cannot be geizer. Maybe he'll go chutz Yud Beis Mil, because even if he'll go chutz Yud Beis Mil, he will not be over in iser derais. Only in the Rif's case that he is going to show a sakin uchacham. Only over there do we say that we are geizer. Maybe he'll go chutz utchum Yud Beis Mil, because again, since over there he is actually walking to show the sakin uchacham. Therefore, if he would go Yud Beis Mil, he will be over in Isser Dereisa. The Divrei Yecheskel and Oischav Tal goes on to say that we find a machlokes between our Gemara and the Yerushalmi. Our Gemara explains that the reason why one is not a Tvei Chagav Behema is because of the Gezeira, Shema Yachtech Smoira. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, explains that the Isser being Rei Chagav Behema is Aser because a person is Metzuva al Shvisas Behemtai. The Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Hei asks, what malacha is the behemah doing? We know the rule is that a chai is naisei esatzmai. Every live person carries himself, so therefore the fact that the behemah is carrying someone on top of him is not considered a malacha. And therefore, if it is not considered a malacha, how is he being over al shvisas behemtai by riding al gabei behemtai? The Divrei Yecheskel goes on to say that the Yerushalmi says that one is over al shvisas behemtai by riding al gabei behemah, the Yerushalmi doesn't mean because the behemah is carrying him. As the Beis Yosef asks, Chai Neis Yisasvei, there is no malacha involved in that the behemah is carrying him. That, the Yerushalmi says, a person is Eivah Shvisas Behemte because the behemah might go chutz v'tchum. And chutz v'tchum, at least of alpayim amma, is a malacha. And since chutz v'tchum, at least of alpayim amma, is a malacha, therefore one would be over the iser shvisas behemtzei. Tavi's kasha is, if the Yerushalmi is referring to going chutz v'tchum, why do Yerushalmi have to explain that the iser is based on that? The one is mitzvah shvisas behemtzei. Why do Yerushalmi explain that the person himself is being over in Isser by going chutz v'tchum? Lechera, one can explain the Yerushalmi based on that we find in the Rashbam and Tesis Eivin Mem Gimel Mod Aleph. That Tesis brings down from the Rashbam that one is allowed to go into a Sfina from before Shabbos, even though the Sfina is going chutz v'tchum on Shabbos. So Tesis explains the Heter is based on that the Sfina memela azla v'ihu imidi ovid. In other words, the Isser of going Chutz V'Tchum is only if he actually goes Chutz V'Tchum. If he is brought Chutz V'Tchum, and he is not doing an action of going Chutz V'Tchum, then one is not over on the Isser of Yitzir Chutz V'Tchum. And for that reason, the only Isser, the one is over by the behemah going Chutz V'Tchum, is because the person is Mitzuvah Shvisas Behemtzei. The fact that he was brought Chutz V'Tchum is not considered an Isser of going Chutz V'Tchum. That is how the Divrei Cheskel explains the Yerushalmi. On the other hand, even if one would say, B'shitas HaBavli, that the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is Dereisa, but again, since the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is not a Melacha, but rather the Isser is to walk Yud Beis Mil, therefore, even as far as the Behemah is concerned, one would not be over the Isser Shvisas Behemte, because the Isser Shvisas Behemte is only the Behemah did a Melacha. But over here, there is no malach involved at all in going chutz liyud beis mil.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.